Hi everyone, welcome to another video. And I'm sure you've been blessed with the videos that I've done recently, and I've shared with you just how much God loves you, that he's a God of grace, he's a God of love, and that God is for you, and that he's going to restore your health, your relationships, your finances, whatever's going on in your life, whatever's been broken, God is going to restore to you. But there is a part that you need to play. There is a part that you need to play, that you seek God, that you're going to him. He's making available to you, by the sharing of the word that I'm doing now, that you can know answers, you can have a relationship with him, you can be born again, you can get born again. I share with you how to be born again, that if you say with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that with all your heart, then God fills you with his spirit and you're saved, you're born again, and you have a connection and a direct access to God, and God is really for you. And like I've said, God, through the centuries and through the ages, has been misrepresented by well-meaning people, people with good heart, and but they've represented God as a stern God. He's out to get you, he's against you, but God is for you. And I know this because the scriptures tell me, and also because of what I've experienced in my life from applying the word of God in my life. You know, and God's reaching out to you right now, and you may think, well, how do you know that? Because I know he's working in me also to share with you and to encourage you. And I just want to read you a little poem before we get started, because I want to build now that if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, especially through what I've been teaching, there's some more steps you need to take. It's not just believing that, but God wants you to live a life which is free and blessed, filled with answers, filled with direction, filled with light, filled with love, filled with compassion. Everybody wants that for their life. People don't want to live in a world filled with trouble and strife. And you know, God wants you to have the best, because he's our Father. I shared with you that when we get born again, God becomes our Father, and that God is not a child abuser. He wants to give you the best in life, and the way you receive anything from God is through believing. And I also shared from Romans 10:17 in the Bible, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So when you start to hear the word, see, God also gives you the faith so that you can believe. Because when the word's spoken, then faith has come into you. And if you receive that, then you have faith, then you can make the right decision to have God in your life so that you can get some answers, you can get direction, you can get deliverance, you can get healing, whatever it is, whatever the need is in your life. But a lot of people like to listen and they pray, but they don't act out on the promises of God. They don't apply the word of God, and they just get in trouble, and the next time they run to God. When everything starts to go well in their life, then they forget about God, say a little prayer, and off they go. But God wants you to have a relationship with him. Every day you can have a great relationship with him. You can have answers, direction. And so I just want to encourage you right now that God is really reaching out to you. And I'll just give you an example of this. It's like a little parable. And it says here, a man was stuck on his rooftop in a flood. He was praying to God for help. Soon a man in a rowing boat came by, and the man shouted to the man on the roof, "Jump in and I can save you." The stranded man shouted back, "No, it's okay. I'm praying to God, and he's going to save me." So the man in the rowing boat went on. Then a motorboat came by. The man in the motorboat shouted, "Jump in, I can save you." But the stranded man said, "No thanks, I'm praying to God, and he's going to save me. I have faith in God." So the man went on. Then a helicopter came by, and the pilot shouted down, "Grab this rope and I will lift you to safety." To this, the man that was stranded replied, "No thanks, I'm praying to God, and he's going to save me. I have faith in God." So the helicopter reluctantly flew away. Soon the water rose above the rooftop and the man drowned. He went to heaven. He finally got his chance to discuss this whole situation with God, at which point he exclaimed, "I had faith in you, but you didn't save me. You let me drown. I don't understand why." Then this God replied to him, "I sent you a rowing boat, and I sent you a motorboat, and I sent you a helicopter. What more did you expect?" And see, that's what it's like for a lot of people. You know, they pray to God, and God sends them help, and it could be in any type of form that you're not expecting. Okay, but if you're praying, God hears your prayer, and he's going to answer your prayer. So God is reaching out to you. Don't walk past this help that is being given to you right now. And this help is coming through what's being said right now to you. It's giving you direction. It's giving you understanding. And what I want to share with you today is how to live victoriously, because it's available. And a lot of people live mediocre lives or substandard lives, where as a believer, God has called all of us to live victoriously, to be victorious in every situation. So there are problems that will come as a believer. There are situations that will go on because we live in this world. But when we got God first in our life, when we know what his word says to us, then we can overcome each challenge if we're willing to be humble, to receive, to go to God, to find out what God says we need to do, and then do the things that God shows us to do. If we do that, then we can receive great deliverance, because God is for us and he watches over his word to perform it. And when we're taking a stand on his word, when we find a promise of God and we claim that promise of God, we say, God, you said this in your word and I believe it, then God goes to work with that for you, and he really is for you. So let me explain to you from the scriptures just how important it is that you know that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, which contains the word of God, the scriptures, which is life, okay, this word is living and this word is real, and you can show forth and evidence the power of God right now in your life. Do you want to manifest power right now in your life? Do you want answers? Do you want direction? How hungry are you? How hungry are you for the truth? How hungry are you to know the right answers, to know the right directions? It all depends upon your hunger. And God says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, he shall fill. In other words, he's going to give you the answers and more, because that's the heart of God. He always goes above everything to bless you. He goes out of his way to look after you. And when you trust in him, then he can go to work for you. So the first thing we need to understand is that the word of God is truth and it's living. And I don't know if you have a Bible or not, but in Hebrews chapter 4, I will go over these scriptures because they're fantastic, and you can see what God is saying. And remember what I said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, which is how to believe rightly, for reproof when not believing rightly, for instructions, which is back to believing the right way. Because God wants us to believe the right way so that we can receive the right things from him. And he's a wonderful God. And it also says in the word that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So man didn't just say, well, I'm going to write the Bible today. God inspired them. And this word that he inspired him to write was coming from the mouth of God to their hearts, to their minds. And he dictated what to write. And it was written down for us to learn so that we can know. So in Hebrews, we're going to go to the book of Hebrews. And in chapter 4, we're going to read this about the word of God. Verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of heart. See, this word of God is quick and powerful. It cuts right through the negatives. It cuts right through lies. It cuts right through those words that hurt and still, that get you going in the wrong direction, that get you living in the wrong direction, that get you speaking the wrong things. This word of God, when you get this word of God in you, then that becomes living and real and quick in you. And there's another translation of this Hebrews 4:12, and it says, for the word of God is continuously living and powerful. See, it's continuous. It also says in Psalms that the word of God runs very swiftly. It runs quickly. So this word of God goes to work where the people are receiving it with believing. In fact, the word of God says that the scriptures, or what God spoke as is speaking, will not return void. It won't return empty, but it'll accomplish the things that God sent it to accomplish. So what I'm speaking now is going to accomplish something in your life. It's not going to return empty. It's going to be a blessing in your life somewhere down the line, and it's going to fulfill God's purpose for it being spoken. And I just think this is just really wonderful, and this word of God is very powerful. This is what Jesus Christ had to say in John chapter 6. And again, I'm quickly going over these scriptures just so that you can get an overview. And you can, if you haven't got a Bible, there's some online Bibles www.biblegateway.com. There's different translations of the Bible, and you can go and check these scriptures out for yourself, read them. And then I really suggest that you come to a fellowship, wherever you are in the world. If there's a fellowship near you, go to that fellowship, find out where one is. If not, go to your local church. But if you live in Bristol, then you come see to our fellowship. We'll help you, because this is what we're here for. We want to help people to connect to God, to know what God says, and that you can truly live in power, you can truly live victoriously. In other words, you can overcome any challenge that comes against you as a believer, as you stand upon the word of God. So in John 6:63, it says this, and this is what Jesus Christ said: it is the Spirit of God, that quickeneth. The flesh, the five senses, what we got here and what we see, okay, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. So this word is spirit and life. It's powerful, and it meets the needs in men and women's heart if it's received with faith. You have to be humble. You have to have a need for God, and that you want God in your life, that you want directions. You want to find out the answers. And if your heart is that way and you're receiving this, then you can truly get answers in your life, and you're getting them right now as I'm sharing, because I'm showing you from the scriptures. I'm not giving you my personal word, what I think. I'm telling you what God says, and then it's up to you whether you want to receive that or not. And it's just so wonderful that it says here, the spirit quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Anything in this five senses realm profiteth nothing. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. See, the word of God is profitable because it can change your life. It gives you the right perspective. It gives you the right outlook. It gives you the right mind. And it's just really wonderful how this word of God fits together very, very powerfully. And I want to take you to another scripture that I've read to you before, because just to show you the importance of how powerful the word is. In Romans chapter 1. And in verse 16, it says this: for I am not ashamed. This is the Apostle Paul. He was saying, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I've already shared with you that the word gospel, when we look at the translation, means good news. So it's simply good news. And it means concerning Christ. So you can read it like this: for I am not ashamed of the gospel, or the good news concerning Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. You have to believe. It's power to you when you believe. It's salvation to you when you believe. Not if you don't believe, but if you believe, then it can become the power of God to you in your life to get results, to get out of the situations you may be in, to get out of the holes that you may be in, the traps that the adversary, the God of this world, has set for you to live in. God wants you to live free. He's called you to a free life, a smooth life, a great life, a power-filled life. And that's what God wants you to have, a power-filled life. And it says, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. And this word salvation means deliverance. So God is going to deliver you. If you receive this word, you're going to get deliverance. Wholeness, that means you're completely whole, body, soul, and spirit. In every area, you're whole, you're made whole. And it also means completeness, and that means inside and outside. God has completely made it available for you to have complete wholeness, deliverance, and completeness in your life. And again, in Colossians 2:10, in the book of Colossians, it says, you are complete in him, in Christ, because you've received him, you've got that word living in you, and you're looking to God, you're praying to God, and you're believing the word of God to you. So this is where the victory begins. You know, when we get that word in our heart and we start believing it, by acting upon it, by saying it, by getting that word and building our hearts and minds, and start changing it according to what God says, and doing the things the way God says, living our life the way God shows and encourages. And it's an easy life. It really is an easy life, regardless of any challenges that come up. And we get them, but we can overcome them, and we can do it very quickly and very smoothly, because we know what the word of God says, and we stand sure on the promises of the word. Okay, so that's just, God means what he says, and he says what he means, and he'll bring to pass his word for you when you believe. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says this: now thanks be unto God. So we give thanks unto God, which always, and it's not sometimes, It says, always causes us to triumph, to live victoriously in Christ. So God will always cause you to triumph. He will always cause you to have the victory in every situation that comes against you in Christ, and makes manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. It's by the knowledge of the Word of God, what God is saying from the Scriptures, what he's working in people's hearts by the Spirit. And when you receive that, then you can have these answers. You can have this direction. You can live victoriously. You can overcome every challenge. God says that you're super conquerors. God says that greater is he, which is referring to the Spirit of God, which is Christ in you. Greater is he that is in you than he, referring to the devil, that is in this world. So God in Christ in you is greater than the devil and his spirits in this world, and you can overcome them when we're submitted to God, when we're looking to him, when we're going to him for answers. In John 10:10, in the Gospel of John 10:10, and like I said, I just reiterate, I'm going over these quite quickly because there's quite a few scriptures here, but it helped to build the picture of what God is saying. And if you want to know more, then you can contact me. You can come to the fellowship or go to a fellowship near you. Get connected. You need to get connected. You can't just live this life by yourself. God designed us for fellowship. That means coming together, having a relationship with him, with his son, and with one another, so that you can keep strong, that you can keep hot. Because I know there's people that have come to this fellowship and then they've gone away and then they've got cold and they've got isolated and they forget what they've been taught and then they're in trouble again. And God doesn't want that for any of his kids. And the Bible says that there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So in other words, when there's more than one together, that's great, because you can help each other. And what the devil might be working on you, I might have already dealt with that and can help you overcome that. So this is how it works, all right? God is working in his people, both to will and to do with his good pleasure. And in John 10:10, it says the thief. And this is referring, Jesus Christ is referring to Satan, the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. So Satan blinds the minds of people that don't believe this message that I'm teaching now. They can't see it. It's foolishness to them. All right, they think, what's this guy on about? But to those that believe, it's the power of God. Okay, and God is all about the power. God is all about delivering you. God is all about showing his power through you. And he's given you power so that you can operate in this life and help other people as well as yourself. So I just think it's really cool. So the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. You know, the thief, if he's going to steal from you, he's got to get you to buy into the lie. It's, you know, like buying to lie, it's okay to be sick, you know, this is just how it's going to be. It's okay to be poor, there's other people that are rich, but you're always going to be poor. It's okay to not believe the truth of the Bible. If he can get you to buy into the lie, then he can start stealing from you, killing your joy, killing your health, killing your life, destroying your relationships, your living. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ said, I am come that they, who are they? He's referring to those that believe, the believers, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. See, it's dependent upon you believing the word of God to you. And the life that Jesus Christ has come to give is a life which is more and abundantly. That means, this word abundantly means superior in quality and quantity to the unbeliever. So the ones that don't believe, the believers should be living better lives than the unbelievers, because God's their dad and they believe the word, and God stands strong on his word. He doesn't let one of his words fall to the ground when we believe it. But it's all about believing, taking it like a child. You know, you tell a child something and they believe every word you say. And that's how we have to receive the word of God, like a child. Okay, God says that, that's what it is, that's what I believe. And to the world it seems foolishness, gullible. Well, I'm not gullible, because I've seen the power of God at work. And you can also see the same power at work, because God doesn't respect anyone above anyone else. He doesn't respect me above you. But what he does respect is believing his word. And I believe his word. How about you? See, if you believe his word, you're going to take some action somewhere. you're going to respond to the message. You need to respond to the message, and you respond to God, and then you go where you can be encouraged, where you can be strengthened, where you can be lifted up, because we all need it. I need it. I get encouraged by other believers as well as encourage many people. And that's our privilege and honor before God that He's given us, that we can encourage one another. Do you want to be an encourager of God's people? Do you want to be a spokesperson for God? Because the Bible says that if you're born again, you're His ambassador, you're His representative. And He's given you the ministry to reconcile, bring back together those that are lost from God, to connect them back to God. And He's given you the words. So God even supplies the words for us to speak, as well as the scriptures, but He gives us words via the Spirit of God. His Spirit communicates to the Spirit that He's put in us, and that communicates to our minds. And when we're sharing with people, God will just give us false ideas, show us what the needs are in other people's life. It's a great life to live. And you can't kick God, because no, God is light. Everything is revealed before Him. And God can reveal to us the things that we need to see so that we don't walk down pit holes. So, let's see about this health and healing. In the era of health and healing, God wants you to live abundantly. He wants you to be blessed. And it says in 1 Peter 2:24, I read this before, it says, who? Jesus Christ, His own self, bared our sins. And sin means to miss the mark, that you go in the wrong direction. That's what sin is. It's like, you know, we just decide to live our own way. We go in the wrong direction. God's saying, look over here, guys, move, follow this path. This is the right way. And we're like, no, it's okay, I got my way. And that's what sin is. It's missing the mark. It's not holding to the standard of what God says of how we can live, which is the best life. But people think, no, this, my life's more easy. All right? And it may be, but you're going to run into problems. And when you run into problems and you haven't got the power to deal with the problems, that's when you start crying out to God. See? But you can be in a position where you can know the answers, where you can go to God, where you know what to do, and where you can also help others. And I'm all about helping other people, encouraging other people. And it's with the Word of God, because in myself there's nothing that I can personally give you, but God has given me everything that I can give you from His Word and from how He works in my life. So God has paid for your healing. You are healed. So if you've got a sickness right now, you can claim that healing that Jesus Christ has already paid for. And you can manifest healing right now. You can be victorious in your body over sickness, disease, or whatever's going on in there. Right? You're healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Just receive it right now. If you're not well right now, I'm telling you, you're healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you just receive it. Now you say, I'm healed. And then you act like it. And then it becomes, because God is faithful. He goes to work on His Word. So do you want to manifest power in your life? Let me show you, you can. This is what Jesus Christ said you can do. John 14:12 says, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus Christ said, if you believe on me, and the works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works, because I go to the Father. So you can do the same works that Jesus Christ done. What did He do? He raised the dead. Okay, He healed the sick. He cleansed the leper. Those that had skin disease, He cleansed them. He walked on the water. Right, He done many mighty miracles. He spoke to the tree and it died backwards. He caused things to live. Okay, so if we go to 3 John 1:2, another fantastic scripture. And it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. See, God's heart is that He desires. This word wish means desire, or an intense desire. It's the intense desire of God that you prosper and be in health. In other words, this word prosper means to have a good journey through life. God wants you to have a good journey through life. And He wants you to be healthy, and He wants you to be whole. And it's dependent upon your soul prospering. God wants your soul prospering. So it's just really, really great. Let's go to Hosea chapter 4. So in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, God says this, my people, And God here is addressing his people. He's not addressing the unbeliever, but he's addressing his people, those that believe him, those that are his. This is what he says about his people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, God says, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So here God is saying that his people, his chosen people, the ones that he's called and the ones that have responded, they're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of what God is saying today. A lack of knowledge of the direction that God wants people to take. Because he knows that if you take his direction, that you're going to be led into a life which is more in abundance. You're going to be led into a life which is filled with blessings, where you are a witness, where you shine, where other people will look at you. And that's what God wants to do for your life. He wants to bless you so you outshine, outdo, and outwit anyone around you, because you're a child of God, because you have the Spirit of God. And that's why we need to have a knowledge of what God is saying to us today. And the Word of God helps us to see these things. It points us and keeps us in the right location, in the right direction of what we need to do, what we need to believe, what we need to apply in our life, what we need to say with our mouth, because our words are very powerful. And I've got a class called The Power of Faith-Filled Words. And it's a study on faith and confession, just showing you that what you speak will come to pass in your life, negative or positive. And that's why we need to know what the Word of God says. So the Word of God is very, very powerful. It's very real. It's living. And it's continuously living. And it's continuously at work. See, those that teach the Word of God, see, are there to help people to understand and open the Scriptures to you. And this is what I'm endeavouring to do now, as I know what the Word of God says to me, as I allow God to work in me to help you. So I'm just trying to help you. It's up to you what you want to do with this message. But again, you need to consider it, because it's your life. It's not just your life here on earth, but it's your eternal life, your eternal salvation. Are you saved? Okay, like I said, there's no two ways about it. You're either going with God or you're going down there with the devil. But God has made a way out through Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Now let's continue to see how important the Scriptures are, and how important it is that people, God's people, speak his word to others, that God's people make known what God wants people to know. And in the book of Acts, chapter 8, we're going to read a wonderful record here, just a very simple record, but you get the point. And in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, and it says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip." Now, Philip was a disciple of Jesus. Okay, now Jesus Christ had ascended, he'd been filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And an angel spake to Philip and said, "Arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza," which is desert. So God was encouraging Philip which direction to take. And it's important that we listen. If Philip didn't listen, he wouldn't have been in the place that he could help someone else, and where the word of God would have been furthered and reached out to more people. And it says, "And he arose," so Philip listened, he was obedient, he listened. "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of a great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." So this guy had a heart for God, because he'd come to Jerusalem to worship, right, to worship God. "Was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near." So God was working him, and God showed him what to do. Gave him direction. He said, "Now go near and join thyself to this chariot." And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" See, and a lot of people today don't understand what they're reading. They don't understand what the Scripture's saying. And this is a great response from the eunuch. And he said in verse 31, and he said, How can he understand, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. So this guy had a great desire. And this is the type of heart we need, that God's looking for. People with desire to want to know, what is God really saying today about life? What does God really have planned for my life? What's the direction what's his heart towards me? And this guy was had a great desire. He wanted to know. He didn't know a lot, but he came to worship God. He had a respect for God, but he didn't know a lot. And so God sent someone that did know, and this guy was Philip. And in verse 31, and he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he decided that Philip would come up and sit with him. So Philip, if you carry on reading the record, got up in that chariot and he opened and expounded the scriptures to him so this Ethiopian could know and go further with God. A lot of people are stuck because they don't go any further with God because they don't know anymore. But if you want to know, you've got to search it out, baby. If you want to know, you've got to know what's available from God. And the Word of God tells you what is available. The Scriptures tell us what is available. Let's read another record in Nehemiah, in the Old Testament. Another great record, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5. And it says, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. So Ezra had the scrolls, and he opened these scrolls up. They were the scrolls containing the law of God, the Word of God. And when he had opened it, all the people stood up, because the people had respect for the scriptures. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So it's just shown humbleness of heart and great respect to God and for his word also. And in verse 7 it says, and Joshua and Bani and Sherebani and Jamin and Akab and Shabaniah and Hodijah and Masaniah and Kelita and Azara and Josabad and Hanan and Pelaniah and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book, the in the law of God distinctly, and gave them the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So these guys gave them the sense and opened up the scriptures, the scrolls, of what this really meant and how they should apply it and how they can live and how they can receive everything that God wants them to receive. See, God has made everything available for all mankind, but we just need to find out what is available, what has God made available. And the scriptures show us, and when someone gives you an understanding, then it's up to you to move into that. It's up to you to find out more. How much do you hunger? That's why I asked you, how hungry are you to really know the answers? Because you'll be making headway. You'll be looking for the answers. And I want to finish off with a wonderful record here. And then we'll carry on in the next video. And I just build upon each video so you can get more understanding. And this wonderful record here, and it was after Jesus Christ had been crucified, he was raised from the dead, and then he appeared to his disciples. He appeared to his disciples in certain situations. And this record is just so fantastic and really blesses me. Because here you'll see that Jesus Christ also used the scriptures to show people that everything that has just happened to him is in the scriptures. And he just fulfilled it. And in Luke 24, verse 13, it says, and behold, two of these disciples went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus drew near and went with them. So here was Jesus Christ in his resurrected body, but they didn't know it was Jesus, because he had a disguise, so they didn't know it was him. Their eyes were closed to who it really was. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have to one another as you walk and are sad? These guys were really sad. And Jesus said, you know, why are you talking like this? And what's going on? Tell me. Fill me in with the information. And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He said, don't you know what's happened? And he said unto them, what things? Jesus said unto him, what thing? What are you talking about? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deeds and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests, the religious rulers, and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trust that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today, this is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. Jesus Christ had risen and he wasn't there. The women went to the sepulchre and he was gone, right? Because God had raised him up. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, this is what Jesus said to these two guys, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. All that the prophets had spoken was written in the Old Testament. And he said, look, you're slow and you're fools and you're slow of heart because you didn't believe what was spoken. And these things have just happened in front of you. And verse 26 says, ought not Christ to have suffered all these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, so Jesus began at Moses, Genesis, the book of Genesis, the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and all the prophets, he expounded, in other words, he unfolded the meaning of what was said in those, in Moses and in the prophets, unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So he showed them from Genesis 3:15 all the way up to Malachi the things concerning himself, and that all the things that were prophesied that should happen to Jesus has happened. And then if you carry on reading the record, they sat down and Jesus Christ broke bread, and as he gave thanks to God and he broke the bread, their eyes were opened and they realized who it was and he vanished out of their sight. Fantastic record. See, and Jesus Christ is alive today, and Jesus Christ got these guys thinking. He got them going back to what the scripture says. So this is how important the word of God is to you. And if you don't know the word of God, then you need to go somewhere where you can learn the rightly divided word of God, this right word, the right things that are going to connect you to God, that are going to get you to walk by the Spirit of God, to manifest his power, because God wants you to live victoriously. So again, I'll continue in the next video to give you more information and understanding to help you to really move if you want to move with God. And if you've been blessed and touched by this teaching, send me a message. I'm on Facebook. You can write to me at lawrencetor@runbox.com. That's my email address. Or lawrencetor@live.com. So give us a message. Let us know if this has blessed you. If you have any questions, then I'd be more than happy to help answer them. And so you just have a great rest of the week and look out for the next video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that's www.youtube.com/LawrenceTor, and that'll get you to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to it and you'll receive the updates. You can also go to my website, which is www.graceloveandtruth.com, and I'll also put this teaching on there as well. So, and I'll also put the audio of this teaching later on in the week onto my website, so you'll be able to get this in video and audio format. And I prayed it's helped you and it's blessed you, and I encourage you to go and buy a Bible if you haven't got one. And the best Bible that I would encourage you to use is the King James Version. That's a really great version of the Bible, and later on I'll explain all those things and why that version, but that's the best one to go by. So anyway, go and buy that, get yourself a Bible. In the meantime, you can get the www.biblegateway.com. You can get all the different versions of the Bible, but stick to the King James Version because that's what I use, and you'll be able to follow along lovely. And so God bless you. I hope this has helped you. Bless your heart.